Hey Mike, imagine this. You're navigating a sprawling dystopian environment, keeping an eye on surveillance cameras and guiding a character named Hope through a dark and oppressive regime that's as omnipresent as the humidity on a Washington, D.C. summer day. That's exactly what you're in for with Republic VR, a thrilling VR adaptation that brings a new dimension to its stealth action gameplay. Trust me, once you put on that VR headset, you'll be hooked, line, and sinker. Now, you might be wondering why you should dive into this virtual world. First off, this isn't your everyday VR experience. We're talking about a game where your strategic wits are as crucial as your reflexes. The levels in Republic VR are a series of complex environments, each offering unique challenges and requiring you to outsmart the panopticon that watches your every move. From sneaking through government facilities to hacking into the network, the gameplay offers layers of excitement that'll keep you engaged without ever feeling like a walk through the park or the dystopian variant thereof. The genre here is a delicious mix of action, stealth, and tactical planning, all wrapped up in a narrative-driven storyline. If you love tense moments and strategic thinking, this is right up your alley. As for controls, it's pretty seamless. You'll find that navigating through the game in VR enhances the immersion tenfold. You're essentially stepping into the shoes of the guardian angel, guiding Hope from one hidden camera to another, plotting her next move. It's intuitive enough that by the end, you'll feel like a seasoned puppeteer with a flair for espionage. One of the most thrilling parts of the game is when you encounter unexpected security measures, forcing you to quickly adapt and change tactics on the fly. The thrill of almost getting caught, but slipping through the clutches of Digital Big Brother is a rush like no other. The game's clever design and gripping atmosphere makes it well worth playing. Visually, Republic VR delivers a polished experience. It's not an anime or a visual novel by any stretch, so don't worry about that. Instead, the graphics are realistic with a touch of noir, guiding you through environments that feel both eerily familiar and intriguingly foreign. The art style is a feast for your senses, keeping your foreshadowing curiosity piqued with every turn and corridor. If you're into games like Deus Ex or Metal Gear Solid, you'll likely find some common ground here. There's a similar sense of stealth and strategy, combined with an engaging storyline that makes every decision feel significant. However, Republic VR may not be for everyone. If you're not a fan of intense, narrative-heavy games, or if you tend to shy away from stealth-based gameplay that requires patience and planning, you might want to take pause. But if you're willing to embrace the challenge, I guarantee that it's a rewarding experience that stands out in the sea of VR titles. So, Mike, if you're up for an adventure that will challenge your mind and keep you on the edge of your seat, Republic VR is worth a shot. Get ready, because in this virtual republic, freedom is always just one move away from discovery. Thanks for tuning in today, and until our next gaming adventure, keep your eyes sharp and your wits sharper.